cares about the way I feel. Every pain and erase every stain. There's peace when I call out your name. Jesus, you're my everything. The cross you did that just for me.
Forsake you. How many of you here believe it tonight? Let me hear you.
Oh,
he won't let you down, right?
Oh,
he'll catch every tear. So stand to your feet tonight and help us sing and praise him.
My whole life has changed.
Such a blessing for us to have Brother Danny Hood in the house. He ministered so wonderfully to us and to this house this morning. I love it so much when we're able to bring in people from the outside who know the culture of God in general, and things are the same most everywhere in large degree. But to have somebody stand in this pulpit and not know anything about you and your specific situation and your specific life, and then have him read your life and talk about your heartache and minister to your exact situation is such a wonderful gift from God. And we appreciate that so much tonight. I thank him so much for coming and being with us and leaving behind this blessing. And I want him to come tonight and just extend your hands toward him as he comes. Remember his books and materials in the foyer. Let's take part with his ministry to home missions churches and buy a bunch of books from him. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise God. You may be seated. I'll lay down next. This doesn't work. We're going to try this. I don't know if my voice can hold up. I can get a little monitor here where maybe take some of the bass out of this since it's been a soprano voice. Testing 1, 2. Hello, hello. You with me.
said you love me one more time.
Amen. Well, I'd have gone a little farther with that if my voice would have let me, but we'll stick to preaching tonight. Stand with me, if you would, for the reading of the word. This is the microphone I needed. Felt like I was in a barrel over there. A barrel of laughs. Everybody say, thank you, Jesus. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Mark, chapter 10. Mark, chapter 10. And verse number 46, I would like to make mention, I did bring some forms tonight. If anybody's interested in a deal we call Day to Day, they are daily Bible studies. I send them out in a folder once a month via email. If you're interested in that, it's just a small monthly fee for that monthly subscription. And as I mentioned this morning, and what we're doing in helping Home Missions churches, raising funds to go in and provide revival atmospheres that they cannot necessarily financially afford. These meetings not only take care of our salary, they take care of materials, they take care of advertisement and travel arrangements and so on. So thank the Lord for that. Amen. Mark chapter 10, verse 46. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Everybody say, thank you, Jesus. Why don't we lift our hands to the Lord again and ask him just to minister to us as he has been. Name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, God, tonight for direction, for vision, for the desire that you've given your people. Stir up, God, our anointing to hear, to understand, to walk in the Spirit, God, to be led of the Spirit in this hour. In the name of Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Let's pray one more time. Pray the Lord will deeply invest those things into your spirit tonight that will go with you. Thank you, Lord, for the atmosphere of faith. Thank you, Lord, for the understanding of your word. Thank you, God, for spiritual enlightenment that comes in your presence like this. Things that we cannot understand by human reasoning, but our spirit is able to connect with tonight because of our relationship with you. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, praise God. How many would just lift your hands and tell him how much you love him tonight, how much he means to you, how much you want him to use you. In the name of Jesus, you may be seated. Listen closely for a few moments here. Bartimaeus sat in the same place every day. Everybody say every day. You have to go like every day. Yeah, that was good. He had his own imprint in the ground, a
a kind of forensic identity for which he was specifically known. He enjoyed the carts that passed by every morning with fresh fruit, and sometimes the smell of jasmine tickled his nose and pulled his lips into a smile. He didn't know what an azure morning looked like, but he could usually smell what he called a delicious morning. And when bad weather hid behind curtains of sunlight and peaceful breezes, he could smell the ozone hints of a tempest 2 days out. Some around the area nicknamed him the weatherman. He was truly a fixture in the society. Kids kicked dirt at him playfully, and he threw rocks at them. Cantankerous shop owners growled the same sarcastic insults every evening when he impeded their progress while tapping his cane along the cobblestones. He was the recipient of routine sympathy as kind citizens threw loose chains into his pewter cup. Those who tried to sneak up on him wasted their time. His keen hearing not only caught them in the act, but he usually could name the person by the sound of their footsteps and heavy breathing. The Bible tells us, first of all, that he cast away his garment. When Jesus called him, he cast away his garment. This was his outer garment, the one that was thrown loosely over him. This garment had his smell, the odor of despair and consistent darkness. If it had blown away from him in a storm, most aware patrons in the village knew to whom it belonged, and they could return it. Each strand of the garment, each stain of food and grape juice, each smudge mark of dirt or some other nondescript pollutant characterized the blind man, and they could easily give it back to him because they knew exactly where to find him. He was there every day. But on that day, when Jesus came to town and called for him, the Bible said he threw away his garment, like throwing away his former self. It was an electrifying moment of faith as he stepped away from his darkness and moved toward the light, feeling the warm magnetic power of love and hope. And we all, like Bartimaeus, need to throw off the outer garment. These are the binding threads of yesterday's condition, the lonely wrap of rejection and shame, the perpetual tailor-made inadequacies that have fit us all. I am sure when the devil passes by certain areas of your life, he's got you figured out. That's a routine failure for him. That's a routine mess up for her. Oh, she's still blind to the grace of God in the area of her life. But somewhere tonight, for God to get this church and some folk in this church where he needs to get you, he needs you to throw off the outer garment. Some of us are trying to throw off unwarranted perceptions to be seen as someone more than the loser defined by other family members or friends. We are trying to throw off old feelings, the self-pity, the anger of wanting more and having to settle for less, of wanting to see more and being blind to the colors of possibility. We are trying to throw off old habits. Bartimaeus didn't want to be known as a beggar anymore. Let's lift our hands and worship him tonight. Somebody I feel in the Holy Ghost right now is not wanting to be known as a castaway anymore. Not wanting to be known as a vagabond going from one religious scrap pile and heap of commentary trash to another. But you have found your home and your family, and you're planted in the church of the living God. And like Bartimaeus, you are throwing off the outer garment. You are throwing off the past identity of what you used to be. Let's lift our hands and worship him. He didn't want to hold the cup of lowliness, Maybe he dreamed of working in a field, owning some farmland, raising his own crops. Maybe he desired his own shop where neighbors came to buy chairs and workbenches hand-carved in his own unique brand name style. But as long as he was a beggar, dressed in the same garment, he would never be a buyer of dreams. And some of us here tonight have been beggars, feeding off the portions of the past. And the Holy Ghost is wanting us to give everything we've got for the dream, the dream, the dream. Let's worship him together in Jesus' name. Throw off the outer garment. Number two, the Bible also tells us that many tried to silence him as he cried out to Jesus. But Bartimaeus just wanted to be heard. I wonder how many here tonight can relate. Routine tries to rob you of a fresh start. You want something different, something bigger, something better. But you're told to keep quiet. Don't speak up. Keep your dreams to yourself. They want you to muffle the burning passion that rises in your throat and can no longer keep silent. Bartimaeus wanted to be heard because he wanted to be healed. He didn't want to live another day in the blind man's shadow. He wanted to stand in the beauty of light, in the revelation of day that saw green grass and towering trees, hillsides dotted with flowers, and early morning sunrises that birthed new dreams and adventures. He wanted something better. And the beautiful thing about God's hearing is that he can differentiate between ordinary sound and needful sentiment. The sound of the desperate soul does more than touch the thin piece of skin known as the eardrum and send vibrations to the brain. It becomes an unavoidable voice that goes to the very heart of compassion. The sound of Bartimaeus was a traveling disturbance in the spiritual realm that Jesus refused to ignore. It is much the same way when we step into a Pentecostal atmosphere, an apostolic realm, when we begin to lift up our voices together, we begin to increase the volume of our desire, the fervency of our faith boils. It begins to erupt like a volcano that can no longer keep silent or still. There's a praise in the spirit that comes out. There's a desire to magnify God. And when we begin to praise him with all of our hearts, it sends a disturbance in the spiritual atmosphere. And when that disturbance goes forward, it silences the devil. It shuts up the accuser. It closes off contact to the judgmental one, that all they can do is stand around with their hands on their hips and find the flaws and the faults of everybody else. But when you begin to praise the Lord, when you begin to lift up your voice unto God, it's a disturbance to the devil's kingdom. Let's magnify him right now in the name of Jesus. One of the very first things I learned when I got in the Church of the Living God was to open my mouth and not keep silent. I learned it in an alcoholic atmosphere, to get alone in a den while the rest of the house was turbulent with fussing and fighting, to begin to worship God, to shout unto the Lord, to bring a different atmosphere into that house. Let's thank him together right now. To everyone else around, Bartimaeus was just a smelly, homeless, blind beggar that needed to hold his peace. But to Jesus, his cry was the distress signal of a hurting child that needed his father's attention. Often the noise that we hear of a hurting soul is their need for attention, specific attention, a physician's touch, a prescription for their problem. And what greater place than when we step into the house of God and his anointing breaks the yoke. Let's lift our hands and love him right now. in the name of Jesus. See, the bottom line is Bartimaeus was called to see. That's what I'm ministering tonight. You are not called to be blind. You are not called to be confused. You are not called to live in a cage. You have a cause. You are a dove with wings that are to be used, an eagle that is to thrust his faith and rise above the indignation of this hour. God has called you to see. That's what the scripture said. When he heard Bartimaeus crying out, he called for him. He's calling for him because a miracle is waiting. He's calling for him because transformation is coming. He's calling for him because not only is it the desire of Bartimaeus to break routine, but it's the desire of God for him to see like he's never seen. And so it is in the spirit for the church of the living God. Every time we come to church, it's an atmosphere of revelation. We ought to be enlightened about something in God. We ought to discover a little more about his deity so that when we go out into the world, we demonstrate that character of what we've seen in God. Hallelujah. Let's stand for a moment and lift our hands in Jesus' name. I felt a yoke broken last night, and I felt one broken this morning. There's a little bit different one here tonight. It's a challenging yoke. But in the name of Jesus, oh God. You can be seated. I was ministering a few weeks ago in Annapolis, Maryland, Pastor Chester Wright. I went there in September, back in October, and then another time in November, three different weeks. And on the second trip, the Holy Ghost was moving on a Sunday night, and I ministered to this couple. I went up and I laid hands on her specifically. And I told her in the Holy Ghost, I said, I see like you're on the phone with a supermarket or a department store. They're calling you to tell you to come and pick up your order. It's ready. But you won't go and pick it up because you've gone in the past and it's been wrong, so you're ignoring. But the Holy Ghost is letting you know you can go pick up your order because it's right this time. They came to me after the service. And now throughout my ministry, there are two areas that I've avoided prophesying over people. Unless I get three angelic visitations, four handwritings on the wall, and a letter from God in the mail. And that's predicting childbirth and telling folks who they're going to marry. My wife had a friend who was in a conference. She had three different preachers tell her she's going to marry three different guys. I told her she's going to have to move to Utah. I think it works the other way around. I'm not sure that the wives can have three husbands, but I don't know. You can figure that out. Amen. But they came to me after the service, and they said, we feel like we understand what the Holy Ghost was telling us tonight. And I said, okay, I have a feeling too, but you tell me. She said, we've been trying to have a baby naturally for about 10 years. They went through in vitro process a couple of years ago. Baby was born, died a year later. So they were going through a very traumatic time. And I kind of went like this. I said, now look, I didn't prophesy to you that you're going to have a baby. Oh, she said, I know, but my husband and I are agreeing together that this is what it is. Because sometimes the Lord will give you a parabolic illustration through a man of God. It's kind of a non-intrusive surgery of the Holy Ghost, putting something in you that you know what it is and God knows what it is. Well, they called me just about two or three days after Christmas. Brother Hood? Yeah. It's Brother Wright on the phone. Yeah. You know that lady you minister to? Yeah. Well, she's pregnant. I said, well, okay. Naturally, it's never happened. Really? Wow. I was like, wow. You know, I wasn't the arrogant prophet that went, oh, I knew that. Because the Bible said no flesh shall glory in his presence. I was like a kid in the candy store, too. I said, that's awesome. Wow. Yeah, I'm telling you, well, the Holy Ghost. And then his son called me back a few days later and said, yeah, they wanted to make sure and everything was all right. And she's about 2 months into it now and putting up with morning sickness, but she actually likes it. I said, I can't relate. I've had the flu, but I've never been pregnant, so I don't know. He said, they just announced it to the church. He said, our church has just went nuts. He said, I couldn't even hardly preach. Praise God. The Lord knows your specific needs tonight. Knows exactly where you're at. You're not called to be blind or frustrated, disappointed, discontented, resentful, bitter, mad at the world, mad at yourself. You're not called to wander around in a wilderness, tangled up in the same old temptations, having no immunity or resistance against the attack or the diseases of deception that so many are getting injected and infused with in this hour. Praise God. That's not God's will for you tonight. God's will tonight is for your vision to be unveiled, for you to see clearly how much he loves you, for you to understand intently how much he's leading you. And if you'll pay attention to where he's leading you, your steps that may seem to be a struggle now will be a strength to your faith in just a few days when you look back, because you'll understand that God has ordained everything that has taken place. Let's worship the Lord together all over this house right now in the name of Jesus. If you are here tonight and you feel somewhat relative to Bartimaeus, you feel like in some areas of your life you've been sitting in the same place every day, blind to certain areas that God wants to use you in, blind to certain breakthroughs that may be right in front of your face, but you haven't been able to see them. And a lot of times we can't see them because of our own personal frustration or lack of forgiveness, not only towards someone else, but even unto ourselves, allowing ourselves to be forgiven for something long ago. If you're here tonight and you feel like there's some things that you've just been like Bartimaeus sitting by the wayside, I want you to stand up tonight and lift your hands to the Lord, because the Holy Ghost has a word for you tonight. Lift right now in Jesus' name. Stand up. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I see you throwing off something that doesn't fit. In fact, you're saying it used to fit, but it doesn't fit now. Then I see you stepping in. So like you're putting on a suit, standing in front of a mirror going, yeah, this is right. This is better. This is better. Yeah, this fits. This fits. Sunday amoko sunday alaha kama sunday ahaya. Sunday amoko nesheya. Kato yamalandarolo moho shaya. Ikande alamahaya. God sees where you're at. God understands what you've been wearing. This is spiritually speaking. And he's tailor-making something just for you by the Holy Ghost. Yes, in the name of Jesus. If you receive that word, I want you to take 3 steps forward and shout unto the Lord tonight. Come on, hallelujah. I'm talking to this man specifically right here. Come on, rejoice, the Bible said, with them that rejoice. Come on, shout! Yes, Holy Ghost! Yes, Holy Ghost! Yes, Holy Ghost! How many feel like shouting unto the Lord right now? In the name of Jesus.
Yes, God. Ayande kamala Monday ahaya. Sunday la namaha. I see you, young lady. Be seated. I see you, young lady, like this is when I laid hands on you, it came to me. It's like something that's retractable. You know, you can pull it out and you push a little button. And I saw like you were going a certain distance and then it pulls you right back. And you go back that maybe a few feet farther, but it's like somebody pushes a button and it pulls you right back. In the name of Jesus, you want to break that right now? I want you to do this right here. I want you to just kind of like that. It's like you, no, it's like you're cutting that off. In the name of Jesus. Devil, you're a liar. I'm not getting pulled back into that again. Come on, somebody. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you ain't pulling me back into that. I'm not going back to that. I ain't putting on that garment again. I'm not wearing that frown anymore. You're not going to see that doubt on my face again. Hey, I know what the Holy Ghost has done for me. My God, in the name of Jesus. Hey, God. Come on, somebody shout unto the Lord tonight. There's a aura of the Holy Ghost anointing about this young lady. A yoke that's being broken tonight in the name of Jesus. Come on, young people, lift up your voice to the Lord tonight. God, we're going to meet every challenge. We are not fearful of this path. We know at times it'll be dark, but God will be with us. And if God is for us, who can be against us? My God. Come on, lift your hands and your voice to the Lord for a moment. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes, yes. Ooh, Jesus' name. Be seated for a moment. I feel like there's some here tonight. You're letting, and I'm speaking spiritually, you're letting a wrong diagnosis cause you to take a wrong treatment. Sometimes people go to a doctor, they get diagnosed for the wrong thing because the symptoms are similar to whatever sickness it might be that they are pinpointing. So then they put a person on a medicine and the medicine becomes more detrimental. It can happen that way in the spirit. Oftentimes you cannot make right what is really wrong in your life, because you're too busy being distracted by the misdiagnosis. And here's what happens. Not only does this area in your life continue to worsen, but now you've created another problem by believing in the misdiagnosis. For instance, there are a lot of people that say, I can't live for God because my spouse is treating me a certain way. Well, I'm hitting something in the Holy Ghost here. But you've allowed the devil to play with your mind enough, you're following after the misdiagnosis. Because a lot of folks get to thinking that the treatment for that diagnosis is, I need another spouse. I need somebody who knows how to treat me. When the real problem over here is your loss of faith and trust in God. You say, well, I don't understand. How is that? Because it all comes back to your decision either to do it God's way or man's way.
And there are things that man will prescribe that God would never prescribe. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Let's lift our hands and worship the Lord. In Jesus' name. If you feel like you're one of those individuals that's been misdiagnosed tonight, you ought to begin to worship God in the Holy Ghost right now and say, you know what? That's exactly right. I'm not going to be distracted anymore. I'm not paying attention to that mess anymore. I've let it totally detour where I need to be in God. I'm way off over here somewhere. I need the mercy of God to merge me back where I need to be, back on the road of truth, not somebody's opinion, not my own human reasoning, not my own carnal ambition, not my own selfish agenda. I need God's way tonight. Hey, God, I'm like Bartimaeus. I'm crying out to you, hoping that you call me to see. I want to see it like God sees it. Let's love him. Hallelujah. Lift your hands to the Lord for a moment in Jesus' name. Praise God. Praise God. Listen, I feel like in the Holy Ghost, God just, boom, hit some people here tonight with what I just talked about. But there's no sense in you being afraid. God's not going to try to embarrass anybody tonight. That's not his intention. He doesn't do that. Amen. Praise God. He come up on the Rehashia. He's here to heal, deliver, to get things straight, and for you to open your eyes and see things as they need to be seen. Praise God. There's always a different version. Always. The Bible said that the beast that the harlot rode on had 7 heads and 10 horns. 7 heads and 10 horns. Depicting the Antichrist system, the harlotry system, an anti-Christian church. Well, if you got something that's got 7 heads, it's got 7 mouths. 7 mouths, 7 voices. 7 voices, 7 versions. The devil will start telling folks you don't like the version of truth you're getting. Pick another head. Get you another version. There's all kinds of alternative methods. Oh, but not in the church of the living God. There's one head. And his name is Jesus. And I find the map. Out of my jungle, I find the healing. Out of my hurt, I find the power and purpose. Out of my pain, in the instruction manual called the Bible. And if I do it God's way, I'm called to see. I don't have to be blind. I don't have to be confused. And I don't have to be at the wayside in routine disappointment day after day. God has called me to see. In Jesus' name. Let's love him in Jesus' name. Oh, God. If you're not careful, you keep on that outer garment and you keep on that certain identity. And I'm picking up on something in the spirit. And that's certain individuals here tonight, you are trying diligently to change, but you've been known for certain things for so long that you've got people in your life that won't let you change easily. But I want to encourage you in the Holy Ghost tonight, just stay on that path of change. You will eventually convince them that you are different. Praise God. And on the other side, some of us need to not be so harsh to those that are trying to change, even if you said, well, I've seen them do this before. Praise God. Some of the greatest preachers we've got in Pentecost right now used to be young people sitting on pews that backslid every 2 weeks. But somewhere the Holy Ghost got a hold of them, and they got anchored, and they didn't go back. And to this day, they thank God that people didn't give up on them, that somebody was there constantly praying, perpetuating a hope that would never die. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. So if you're here tonight and somebody's still trying to call you Jacob when the Holy Ghost is calling you Israel, Because you've wrestled with that thing until you've defeated it, and you've come to the breaking of day, and you've come to the new dawn in your life, and the change is there. They just weren't there to see it. They don't know the struggle and the cocoon that you've just broke out of to be the new person that you are. But just hang on. And occasionally the symptoms of the past will try to come and get you, but you got a new root system. So don't let the symptoms of the past disrupt the new source of your future and your present empowerment. You are full of the Spirit of God now. You know, you might still get a little upset, but that doesn't mean you're going to go out and cuss somebody out. Don't mean you're going to go get a handgun and shoot somebody. You might feel like doing that, but then you run to the cross and you pray through. Praise God. Boy, I don't know how in the world I got off over here. But I feel like I heard some Bartimaeus is crying. In Jesus' name, let's lift our hands to the Lord. God, help us. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, 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 yes, in the name of Jesus, Shalom Okondama, yes, yeah. Deep calleth unto deep, my sister. The Lord was directing me to you before you cried out in the Holy Ghost, because the Spirit of God hears what's going on in the deep. Sometimes it's cold and dark in the very depths where dreams and intimate things are discussed with God that only you and God know. But deep calleth unto deep. Nande ko manda site la la monde shande la burra mahayena hai. Ooh, kando ma si kande na ma sanda yela moya. Church, let's pray in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Oh God, stand up in the Holy Ghost right now. You got some recurring things the Holy Ghost is taking care of right now. In the name of Jesus, between you and God. Where there's been no access, there's an opening. Yes, Lord. Shandora makande kete andahai. Yes, God, right now. God, do it. Somebody shout, Lord, you're the healer. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Let's clap our hands to the Lord right now. You feel a calling for something better over here? Feel a calling of the Holy Ghost to something deeper in God? If in this section you feel that, get up as quickly as you can and come stand down here. In the name of Jesus. How about right here? Feel a calling to something deeper? Something better in God? You're tired of being stuck in neutral? Right here? Where are you at? Rise up in faith. Where? Right about over here. Step out in the name of Jesus. Come on down to the front and lift your hands to the Holy Ghost. You're telling God tonight, I'm no longer going to let surface issues hold me back. I'm not going to let trivial pursuits
interrupt what God is doing in my life. I am not going to let the devil intercept the good things that God is not only providing for me, but God wanting to produce in me and through me in the kingdom of God. In the name, yeah, lift up your hands. In the name of Jesus. Oh, we're going to be different. We're going to do it different. We're going to have Holy Ghost perspective. We're called to see tonight. See it God's way. See it with eternal perspective. Then some of the things that we've been chasing and that's been chasing us will no longer be important, will no longer be distracting, will no longer detour us off the path of our destiny. In the name of Jesus, come on, lift up your voices. Here I am, God. Oh, there's a collision going on in the spirit tonight. The will of God in your desire. The purpose of God in your passion. Oh, some of you are going to walk out of here tonight saying, I see something different. It used to be blurry, but it's clear now. It used to be dark and nondescript, but I understand it in detail. It's going to be different around my house. It's going to be different in my heart. It's going to be different in my head because God has called me to see. Shado yanda mahate kende la maharia kono ma kote yanda de mori ehe shande kana
ma yanda he na eke ina no shonde ma kane yanda ha shonde lo mori yanda ke ha
Yes, Holy Ghost. Yes. Ooh, shande ke ana mayande sete anara mahaya. Rondo koyane ala mahaya nasheya. Ooh, kate anana ne ala nana ye amazo mahaya. Don't call me blind Bartimaeus anymore. Call me blessed. Call me something else because I'm not blind anymore. I see it. I see it, God. I see the little hindrances.
Listen to me for a moment. I think I was sharing this with a young man maybe last night, but I feel to share it with all of you. You ever, and the men probably relate to this more than anything. You're probably the one around the house that puts together the things that are bought for the kids. And sometimes when you're putting things together, some of the things you'll put together just have the tiniest little, just the tiniest screws. Know what I'm talking about? And if you drop that screw, oh, Where did it go? And you're looking, and you're on your hands and knees, and you're bumping your head on end tables, and you're looking for it, and you can't see it. Maybe you go grab a flashlight, look at it a little deeper, and there's the glimmer of it, and you grab it. Oftentimes, it's not, you know, if it was as big as this microphone stand, you wouldn't have any problem finding it. A lot of times, it's not the major things that's disrupting us. But as the Song of Solomon said, the little foxes spoil the vine. Kato yamande ashayende. Ilalala mokonde ilalahi moriande si kiana haya moshaya. Kati yamokomande asia. Itoborode sheyande rekia tamaha. It's the little thing. The little thing. What little thing in your life is what's missing and you can't see it? And then all of a sudden you realize, there it is. It's that dawning moment. I know now what's been off a little bit. Got all these other things together. I just need this one little screw here. Get it in this place, and it's going to work now. How many can receive that in the Holy Ghost? Jesus, sometimes you may be friendly with everybody in your life. It could be that one person that's playing Tarzan on your last nerve. That you just, and it just bugs you, and you're trying to go forward, but it just, you just can't get past it. Just, it's just one thing. One thing. God, help us tonight. Let's lift our hands and pray again in Jesus' name. Oh, God. Yilalama yosandi yalama. Ikola Mariande Asiana Rama Konde Amayane Asiana Mayoma Cassia. Sida Mioron Dolomo Konde Alama Hashi and the Haya. Sola Mondia Cayandi Alama Cosandre di Aladia Shianda la Camahaya. Molola la Matayane Acayo Moho Shandiela. Let's wait on the Holy Ghost together. Let the Lord. Oh God, just one slight, just a slight adjustment. God, I pass to Yamanda. I see veins of the church, just like veins or arteries running to and from the heart. I see some of them that are blocked. I don't have a specific number, so I'm not going to make one up. But I believe the Lord, between this week and next week, is going to do some spiritual bypass surgery, or whatever it is that, you know, they've got even other methods now. And I almost feel like some of the areas that you've been trying to be successful in, there's a breakthrough and a flow that's going to take place. The blockage is going to be removed. I'm sure at one time it was that way even for your bus ministry, and now look at what the Holy Ghost is doing. So I'm using that as an example. Praise God. But other areas, praise God. I want you to just begin to pray right now. Lord, let every vein of this church operate healthily. I want you to use that word, healthily. In Jesus' name, let it be healthy tonight. Maybe it's areas of this city that you tried to flow to. Lord, whatever the blockage has been, let it be moved in Jesus' name. Hayemoko yamaranda sikandala moko sande kitishi Praise God, praise God, praise God. Brother, right here, I looked at you and it's like I saw 2, 4, 8, 16 of you. It's like going out in a V pattern. Like the Holy Ghost was cloning you. And I see, and this is what I believe in the Holy Ghost, because of your submission to the man of God. Understand this. Anytime a prophecy is given in a church, the one disclaimer of that prophecy is a lack of submission to the man of God. I've seen people go, well, God talked to me, and I ain't even paying my tithes in the church. Ain't going to come to pass. That's not in this case. I'm just trying to tell you. But because of what's been happening in the Holy Ghost, I see there's people in this altar right now. They're going to catch on. I know there's other people teaching Bible studies, but what I saw in the Holy Ghost was such a multiplicity of it. A doubling and a tripling and a quadrupling. Amen. And if you're here tonight and you even feel the slightest hint that God wants to use you in this area, and whatever your proper channels are and training, get in it. Stop using excuses. Stop avoiding. Your time is now. Right now. In Jesus' name. Go through your training. Get your Bible chart. Get it under your arm and go to. Because some of you, and this is connecting to what I just talked about a minute ago in the Holy Ghost, some of you are going to be a part of clearing out some of these blockage and veins others ain't been able to get to. You're going to be able to get to. Praise God. Areas of government. School systems. Well, I'm feeling this in the Holy Ghost. A councilman's ear, a judge's attention. I believe this in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray for this dear brother right now. God, protect this man that has joined himself to his pastor. God, protect him in the name. Protect his body. I feel this in the Holy Ghost. I need some men to lay hands on him right here. I don't know what your latest physical report has been, but I'm praying, God, protect that man's body right now. In the name of Jesus. Whatever physical attack has either come against him or is planned for him, disrupt it and remove it, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus right now. In the name of Jesus. God. Let's clap our hands to the Lord and thank him tonight. I just believe, I don't know when my next time will be here, but I just believe when I come again, it's going to be all kinds of new faces. It's going to be, you know. Really, it's already happened from the last time I was here to now. On what's took place and it's taking place in your bus ministry, and that is awesome, and God will continue to make that fruitful. Praise God. I'm coming back to this vein blockage, and a lot of times the reason there's blockage in certain areas is because of the lack of leadership, and the man of God, the pastor, can't do it all. It don't matter how much of a multitasker he and his wife are and his family. Praise God. There's some leaders standing right here. This is your year to step up. Praise God. And some of you are going to have to get in your spirit that you're going to be held to a higher accountability and standard of character. But just say, hey,
I don't mind that. It's part of being a leader. People are going to be jealous of you sometimes. They're going to say, well, huh? How did they get there? Don't worry about it. God, putting pieces together in Jesus' name. I know you already do this, but how many will pray even more diligently for your pastor and his family this year? Praise God. Praise God. I think about some of the best sports teams in history. And if you'd have taken out their quarterback, boy, phew, they wouldn't even be average. Be thankful for the man of God in your life that is bringing a quality and excellency to the kingdom of God. We're not here just to build up flesh, but we thank God for godly authority. Amen. In Jesus' name. Some of you, when you wake up in the middle of the night and you feel that travail on you and you don't know why, most of the time it's for the man of God and his family. Because the devil's always got sneak attacks. Praise God. If I can get that man down, if I can get him sick, if I can get him discouraged, praise God. And you like that Secret Service when just the devil's throwing bullets and your travail comes in. Boom. He ain't touching my pastor. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. I love this church, and I'm going to shut up now. Because you're getting atmospheres like this, and the revelation is just flowing. Things that God is saying. But some of the things that he is saying, I'll reserve for somebody else to say them. Love you, Brother Sutton. I thank God for what the Lord is doing here in Jesus' name. And I hope the church will leave tonight taking the prophecies to your heart.